to try and get some water out of the mud. And what he did was he climbed into the well. He thought to himself, he just got out of the well to get water for himself. He thought to himself that this animal is experiencing the same thirst that I was experiencing. So let me go back and bring some water. So what he did was he took his leather sock, he filled it with water, he put it in his mouth so that he could grab onto the well with his hands, and he climbed out and he gave this dog water to drink. Hadith it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak made it such that this person, hadith comes the exact words, is that Allah ta'ala appreciated this act of his and forgave him. So Sahaba was surprised that this person had given a dog water to drink. Allah ta'ala appreciated that act. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there is reward for showing kindness to every living creature. It doesn't matter what the creature is. It may be a fish, it may be a rooster, it may be a hen, it may be a small cat, a kitten, whatever animal it is. Yeah, it was a dog. But Allah ta'ala appreciates this and Allah ta'ala rewards a person for this. And another narration it came that a dog was on the verge of dying due to thirst. It was walking around a well. An immoral, loose woman, a woman that is loose, she got no morals, in other words, like a prostitute. She, what she did from the Bani Israel, this woman was, she saw the dog, she removed her leather socks, and she filled them with water, and she gave it to the dog. Due to this, she was forgiven. And we explained these two stories, these two incidents. They are two different incidents, not that one was mixed up with the other. So the ulama explained that the two different incidents to show us that how much, remember, here is a loose woman, and a dog normally we regard it as a napak animal. So a woman that is a loose, immoral woman, taking water for a napak animal, Allah Ta'ala appreciated so much and gave that woman Jannah. So how much reward it is to even show kindness to animals. Anyway, today's hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لقد رأيت رجلا يتقلب في الجنة في شجرة قطعها من ظهر الطريق كانت تؤذي المسلمين رواه مسلم وفي رواية مر رجل بغصن شجرة على ظهر طريق فقال والله لأنحين هذا على المسلمين لا يؤذيهم فأدخل الجنة وفي رواية لهما بينما رجل يمشي بطريق وجد غصن شوك على الطريق فأخره فشكر الله له فغفر له. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw a man enjoying the pleasures of Jannat because of a tree which he chopped off from the path because it was obstructing the Muslims. In other words, this person he had seen, he was granted Jannat because on the path there was a tree that was obstructing. People had to go around it. Every time people were going, this tree was in the middle of the path. So to avoid people that inconvenience of going around the tree every time, what he did was he chopped the tree to make it easy. In other words, he left that inconvenience that was there to the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that he was granted Jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that I saw this person enjoying the pleasures of Jannah for this one act that he did, but he removes inconvenience from the path, from the people, that were the Muslims, the believers. He removed that inconvenience. Allah Ta'ala granted him Jannah. Such a simple thing, but yet Allah Ta'ala is rewarding so much. And in another narration it comes that a man passed by a branch of a tree which was obstructing the path and thought to himself, by Allah, I will remove this from the path of the Muslims so that it does not obstruct them. For this he was admitted into Jannah. In another narration it comes, it wasn't a whole tree that he cut off. It was just one branch that was coming across. He cut that branch off. Allah Ta'ala appreciated that so much. Allah Ta'ala granted him Jannah. Another narration of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif has it, that whilst a man was walking, he saw a thorn tree on the path and he moved it aside. Allah Ta'ala appreciated this act of his and forgave him. So what he did was he saw that there was a thorn tree. He moved it one side so people don't get poked by the thorns. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated this act and forgive him. One thing we learn from here, or these few lessons we learn from here, firstly you'll find the muhaddithin, these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the hadith we did yesterday about the man that gave the dog water to drink, and another narration had a woman gave the water to a dog water to drink. So they bring both the narrations to show, for the sake of completeness, not that one is brought and the other is left out. This is how the muhaddithin are. That these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They must be preserved in totality. If one hadith is saying that a man, another is saying a woman, let's bring both the hadith. These are two different narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, one narration is saying he moved or he cut the tree off. Another narration is saying he cut the branch off. Both these are God. A third narration is saying that a thorn tree was moved out of the way. That hadith is also brought. So this is how muhaddithin were. They wanted to preserve every letter, every word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another thing we learn from here is the graciousness and the kindness, clemency and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That so little you do, Allah ta'ala is willing to give so much. Imagine a woman that's her life was spent in immoral actions. But just for giving the dog water to drink, Allah ta'ala forgave her. This person here was enjoying the pleasures of Jannat. Why? He just moved one tree out. Or in another narration he comes, moved the branch out. Or moved the thorn plant out, thorn tree out. Allah ta'ala appreciated this so much. So what we learn from here is there's no action that is too small in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It all depends on our niyat. If our niyat is correct, the smallest of action, Allah ta'ala appreciates it like a very, very big action. And on the contrary, if the niyat is not correct, is to boast and to impress people, then a person can do the biggest of actions, but yet in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it holds no value. So therefore we should always check our intention. Why am I doing it? If it is the smallest action, Allah ta'ala would appreciate it, so long as the niyat is right. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of correcting this niyat. One thing ulama also explained to us is that later on shaitan will come again and he'll tell that person that your niyat was correct at that time, no problem. But now tell the people what you did. So tell the people what you did. So a person now will start in the gathering. He'll say, we once upon a time or once we did like this and we did this and we did this. Now a person did it for the sake of Allah at that time, but later on now he's exposing all his good deeds. We should be very careful that we don't expose. Shaitan is very, very clever. He's the oldest operator around. You can't get an older operator than Shaitan. So his operation is such that he wants us to expose our good deeds, even though we may have done it. So therefore, a believer, intelligent person is, he doesn't tell anybody anything. As Mullah Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali would say, that do a good deed and take that good deed and throw it in the ocean. Forget about it. A day will come when Allah Ta'ala will take it out of the ocean. Allah Ta'ala will present it to us on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah forgive us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.